On Midwest Week, local school districts try to recruit new teachers. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Tony Watt, reporter for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. So, Tony, recently you wrote a series on recruiting teachers in the Quad Cities, and what prompted you to do that?
Well, actually, I've kind of had that story in my back pocket for a little while now. We did a story, I believe it was last year, talking about districts struggling to find candidates that would help them diversify their workforces. And several of my sources mentioned that we have enough trouble just finding teachers at all. And so finally, one way or the other, I got around to working on this story, which involved the just overall shortage that seems to be going on. Districts are having trouble finding teachers or substitutes, depending on the district that you're in, to help them teach their classes.
And is this just a local problem, Tony, or something that we're just part of a nationwide problem?
It looks like it is nationwide. There were a lot of references to we are not alone in this, and the material that I have, like the Iowa State Board of Education. There was an Iowa State Board of Education report that had mentioned that, you know, this is a national issue. And then it was brought up by my sources at Western, who mentioned that Illinois is among many states in the country that are suffering from this issue.
And is it why particularly Illinois? I mean, is it something about the Midwest or having large rural areas, or you know, compared to, say, I don't know, New York or Massachusetts or something?
At least in the region that we are in, as far as the Quad Cities, and it's not just the metro Quad Cities like that immediate county area, but like I believe it was the Northwest region of Illinois. And this source was just talking about Illinois. I want to preface this with that, but he said that part of the issue was that it was rural, and that they were that it looked like that was causing trouble drawing teachers to the area or getting them to stay if they did come.
Okay. Now, one of the districts you looked at in your series was Rock Island, and what is it doing to find new teachers these days?
Rock Island is one of several districts that they're essentially called Grow Your Own Teacher programs, and basically what is happening there is they are encouraging their students to explore teaching as a possible profession. And if they decide that they like it, they also encourage them that if they go through and complete all the things they need to do to become a teacher, that they come back and teach for their home district. So like a Rock Island High School student would come back and teach at Rock Island Milan, or a Moline Coal Valley student would come back and teach there.
Okay, so do these kids pick a particular teacher or a subject or a grade level, or how does it work?
It looked like they had teachers that were participating with them, and it sounded based off of how they were, like one of them was working with her orchestra teacher, and one of them was talking about picking an older grade level at some point because she felt the middle school kids were too chummy with her in some cases, and she felt like she needed to maybe teach in a younger class. So I think they had a lot of leeway in how they were able to select the classes they were in. So she wanted to try a younger class where maybe that the age difference would be a little bigger, and she would have a little more success in maintaining that teacher-student barrier,
so,
if that makes sense.
So the kids in Rock Island that are doing this, the Grow Your Own program, do they have a special hour a day, or like a dedicated class period or stuff after school?
They did have a dedicated class period, and I didn't talk to them a lot about their schedules as far as when they were in classrooms, but they're in the classrooms assisting other teachers. So they have a class period where they go through stuff with Mr. Mertel, the teacher who organized the program, and then they are in and working with other teachers scattered around the district.
And is it just seniors, or can, say, sophomores, juniors, or whomever participate as well?
Let's see. I believe it is a 2-year program. Mm-hmm. And so some of the ones I were talking about, one of the girl who wanted a second placement, she was a junior, and she was able to take that second placement because she would be coming back into the program the second year. So they can get one for sure, and then they can opt for a second.
And does it sound like they like what they're doing, that this is, you know, something that they want to keep doing, that they might come back or at least go into teaching somewhere?
Most of the ones that I talked to did seem to really enjoy it. There were a couple that weren't sure, but several of them, particularly ones that, and keep in mind, I talked to 6 or 7 out of a dozen students. So of the sampling of interviews that I had, most of them did seem to have a passion for it. And the couple that had not 100% decided, they were not against it. They were just like, well, I might also want to try this. So most of them did seem to be invested in it as a career. Of course, we are talking about like 16, 17, 18 year old kids. So they got a lot of stuff in front of them that could change their minds. But at that moment, yeah, a lot of them seem to have passion for it. So.
And now you also talked about the program in Moline, the Grow Your Own Teacher program. Is that much different or pretty much the same?
There's a lot of similarities there, I'd say, at least in concept. And they are essentially doing the same thing. They realized that they had a gap in their teaching complement, and this is one of the ways that they are trying to fill it. And they actually built their program with the help of Black Hawk and Western Illinois, and they tried to make it to where it aligned with the courses that they would take once they got out of high school. So they could go into Black Hawk or Western, or go from Black Hawk to Western, and still be making progress on getting a teaching, on getting their teaching credentials.
Mm-hmm. And did it seem like it was working the same way as Rock Island's, as far as the kids were mainly interested in continuing in the program?
No, I did. I spoke to the organizers. I did not speak to any of the students there. So my assumption would be that if they're still in the program and complete it, that they're interested. But as far as actually speaking directly with them, I did not do that as part of the article. Most of my focus on the students was in Rock Island.
Okay, now what about salaries, Tony? Is that contributing to this problem at all?
When I spoke to Western, they did mention salaries as part of the issue in Illinois, and that as far as the state was trying to, the state is working on legislation that I believe is still in the works that would set a minimum salary requirement for teachers. And while that's potentially a positive, Mr. Sheffield over at Western also mentioned that it's potentially a challenge for smaller rural districts like some of the ones we have in our area because they have limited funding. So it might be a challenge for them to try and meet that minimum and still have a complete complement of teachers.
Now, I remember some years ago talking to the people in the Rock Island District about recruiting minority teachers, and part of their problem was that whatever minority candidates they got would get poached by bigger districts and bigger cities. Is that still happening?
That was not something we discussed. In specifics for this article. But I have done work on diversity in the teaching field in this area before, and they have said that they have trouble drawing teachers in that help them diversify their workforce. And I think there's a variety of, I believe that was one of the reasons that they were getting bigger offers from bigger cities. And again, you come back to the, well, if you have a choice between a larger metro area or an area like our region, you pick the big one if you're a young teacher. And I believe that's part of the issue, but that's kind of, we're talking about a couple different stories here, not just the recruitment one I just did. So.
Okay. You also wrote in your series, Tony, that the teacher shortage problem may date back 20 years or so to No Child Left Behind. Why is that?
That was an argument one of my sources made, and it is because it may have been going on before that, but the short version is that teaching has kind of developed a reputation with young people, potentially, where that they are limited in the amount of creativity that they have and the amount of autonomy that they have in their teaching because of things like No Child Left Behind, which made it a more rigid process. And that kind of that is part of the problem because it's kind of discouraging them to get into a profession where they're essentially like checking boxes, if you would, as in, well, we have to meet these criteria and this is how we have to do it. And so they're kind of, so that kind of doesn't fit the bill with some people who are like, well, that's not how I want to do my work.